You're listening to a recorded talk from Greenbelt Festival.
For many of us, coming to Greenbelt allows us to take a step back from the news and to look for a bigger picture. But of course, while we are here, the world goes on with its joys and its sorrows. We bring to mind our friends at the Big Church Festival after the tragic events there of Friday afternoon. We have sent messages of love and support from this community to our friends there. There will be time later in this service when you can pray for all those who have been affected in whatever way is appropriate for you and the adults and children in your group. But before we begin our act of communion, we're going to just hold a short moment of silence as we remember them in our thoughts and prayers. Amen.
Gwasanaeth Cymun Gwyl Greenbelt. mouth last year. If you've ever done that, you'll know it's a good time to let things go. You go around the house, picking up each item and deciding whether it should come with you into the future.
That's what we're doing today, as we meet for our last act of communion at Boughton House before we move into the wherever and whatever of God's future for Greenbelt.
When Jesus called his first disciples, he told them to leave everything they had and follow him. We're meeting today for a joyful dismantling as we unequip ourselves for the road ahead. We will share bread and wine together, and like the first disciples, we will let it all go and whisper to each other the only thing we can be sure of.
The kingdom of God is near.
Let's look for some ways to say what that means. After each picture we give you, please shout out loud and strong. The kingdom of God is near. The bread of God is fully risen.
The kingdom of God is near.
The jigsaw of God is almost complete.
The kingdom of God is near.
The dance of God is about to begin.
The kingdom of God is near.
The network of God is fully connected.
The kingdom of God is near.
The carnival of God is ready to start.
The kingdom of God is near.
The breath of God is in our lungs.
The kingdom of God is near.
The baby of God is being delivered.
The kingdom of God is near.
The seed of God is bursting into life.
The kingdom of God is near.
The rocket of God is about to take off.
The kingdom of God is near.
The story of God has reached its cliffhanger.
The kingdom of God is near.
The life of God is within our grasp.
The kingdom of God is near.
If we want to grab hold of the life of God, we have to let go of everything else. And we're going to ask God to help us do that now.
You should have enough pipe cleaner wands in your bag for everyone to have one. Someone in your group should also have a pot of bubble mixture. Perhaps someone with a steady hand could hold the pot, because we're going to use it in a minute to blow bubbles with our pipe cleaner wands.
We're going to say a prayer together, a prayer in which we ask God to forgive us for the things we have held too tightly. When I say the words, let it all go, please blow your bubbles into the air as a sign of letting go the things we are releasing to God. Loving God, forgive us that we have acted as if we own our planet instead of sharing it with all the rest of your creation. We have carved it up, broken it, set fire to it, put up borders to keep other people out of the parts we wanted for ourselves. We have turned friends into enemies and fought other people for possession of things that were never ours to keep. Where we have tried to dominate the beautiful planet that you have given us, here and now, we let it all go. That we have always wanted more, and to get more, we have been prepared to give others less. Too often, we have cheated our neighbors and let down our friends. We have allowed ourselves to be led by our insecurities. We have built our lives around the places, the privileges, the possessions, and the plans that we imagined were ours to make and keep. Where we have put ourselves first to collect the things that really belong to you, here and now. We let it all go. Bubble of our selfishness. We receive your forgiveness, and we thank you that you will never, ever let us go. Amen. Let's bring our prayers together for one final blast of bubbles. Let it all go. Please pop your bubble wands back in the bag for now, or keep it somewhere safe. Make sure that none are left on the ground.
It's time to prepare ourselves for the journey ahead. As we move through this act of communion, we're going to get smaller and simpler and quieter. But we're starting good and loud, so please stand if you're comfortable as we share in the peace of Christ. God makes peace within us.
Let's claim it.
God makes peace between us.
Let's claim it.
Let's offer each other a high five of peace.
Greenbelters, take a seat if you would like. Greenbelt has met at 7 different sites over its 52-year history. So we're quite used to packing up and moving. We are a migrant community, meeting at the side of the road each year, then moving on to places we don't know. That's what the Kingdom of God is like. It's not just here at Greenbelt. Wherever we are, the Kingdom of God is very near.
Tomorrow, most of us will pack our bags and take down our tents and head off, not knowing exactly where we will put them up next. Together, we make up a glorious jigsaw, like this tower on the stage.
As this act of communion progresses, we're going to dismantle this tower and give every one of you a piece. We'll hand them out to the front of the crowd and ask you pass them back and out until everyone has one. No throwing, please. There's one for everyone, so make sure no one is left out.
Every piece is part of the picture. Each piece has a unique place. Please take it with you. Put it on your bathroom mirror or your workplace, or use it to rest a nice mug of tea. Then please, please, bring it back when we meet again in 2028. We will gather up those unique pieces to reassemble the Greenbelt jigsaw. Each piece of this sculpture has a message on it to remind us the Kingdom of God is very near.
Our Bible reading is from Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 1 to 11. It's going to be read to us by Kezia and Bella from our long-standing Greenbelt partner, Christian Aid.
Jesus appointed 72 people and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field."
"Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road.
When you enter a house, first say, 'Peace to this house.' If someone who promotes peace is there, your peace will rest on them. If not, it will return to you. Stay there, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house.
When you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is offered to you. Heal the sick who are there and tell them, 'The kingdom of God is very near to you.' But when you enter a town and are not welcomed, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town we wipe from our feet as a warning to you.'
Yet be sure of this:
the kingdom of God is very near."
Sabah al-Khair, Greenbelt. Good morning, Greenbelt. My name is Lama Mansour. I'm a Palestinian Christian, born and raised in Nazareth and now currently in Jerusalem. Coming from Palestine, the theme of letting it all go might be landing a bit differently for me. Where I come from, and for many others in our world, letting go is often not a choice. Across my homeland, Palestine, people are stripped of their homes, land, and often the people they love. People are made vulnerable against their will. Letting go, many times, is not a choice. And when everything that normally allows us to live independently is taken away, dependence on one another becomes a condition of survival. We've seen this most starkly in Gaza. In the past few years, people depending on each other for the most basic things: sheltering in a neighbor's home, leaving a phone in the care of a stranger while it charges at a makeshift power station, sharing and accepting food from people we've never met. Things taken for granted as private individual matters become matters of survival that depend entirely on someone else's willingness to share. So I hesitate to romanticize letting go as a spiritual virtue. But Luke 10, the passage we just read, invites us to think about another kind of letting go. Jesus deliberately sends his disciples into a state of vulnerability. He takes away the things that allow them to remain self-sufficient. No purse, no bag, no sandals. Go, he says. Depend on whoever opens the door. Eat what is put before you. Be dependent on others. This is not simply a teaching about hospitality, nor is it seeking out suffering for its own sake. We can read this instead as an invitation to solidarity, an invitation to embody Christ's presence in the world by entering the very condition so many people have no choice but to live in. Jesus doesn't send out his disciples to give charity from a position of strength. He sends them out needing charity, depending on strangers for food and shelter and safety. He is teaching them that they cannot do this work alone, holding themselves apart from the people they've come to serve. And this echoes the incarnation. Jesus himself did not remain insulated from human vulnerability, but he entered it fully. Hungry, exposed, rejected, and ultimately subject to violence. And if we follow Christ, we are invited to do something similar in our own lives. Not to reproduce another person's suffering, and certainly not to romanticize the vulnerability that so many people are forced into. But to let go of the securities that keep us insulated from one another. To enter other people's worlds. To become vulnerable enough to listen, to receive, to depend, and to be changed. So maybe letting it all go is not simply about traveling light. Maybe it's about letting go of the illusion that we can remain untouched. It might be about whose door we are willing to knock on, whose table we are willing to sit at, and whose vulnerability we are willing to enter as Christ entered ours. Amen.
We're going to say the beatbox creed now, with help from Testament. Woo! Yeah, if you're comfortable, please stand. We'll say the first lines, and your response is, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. And we'll do it with our bodies as well as with words. When you say, Christ has died, stretch out your arms to the sides like a crucifix. For Christ is risen, lift your arms in front of you, palms up. And for Christ will come again, it's jazz hands. Let's go!
Spoke and brought the world to birth. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. We believe that Jesus Savior lived and died with us on earth. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. We believe the Holy Spirit soaks the world with love and grace. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. This we share with every Christian throughout time in every place. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
Amen.
To take some time now to lead each other in prayer, right where we are in our groups. Let the children lead the grown-ups, and let the grown-ups lead the children.
In your groups, you might want to sit together. We pray for the needs of the world. We pray for those caught up in the floods on the Nepal-Tibet border. We pray for our homes and our families. We pray for those people whose homes are full of pain. We pray for an end to wars everywhere. We pray for our neighbours far away and for strangers near at hand.
Speak your prayers out loud if you want to, or say them in your heart. Right where we are in our groups, let's lead each other in prayer from the heart.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
As we prepare to share our communion, please take the bread from your bag and put it in the middle of the group. If someone in the group has a clean cup, please pour the juice into it now.
It's getting dark, and we are a long way from home. Let's eat together.
We don't have enough.
What can we bring?
Everything we have.
God has given us bread.
This will be God's body.
God has given us wine.
This will be God's blood.
God has given us a song.
This will be our song.
So we'll sing this as a round. It's to the London's Burning tune. And maybe everyone about in this sector, this third, could sing with Margaret. Everyone down the middle could sing with me. And everyone over here could sing with Jane. So here we go. We'll start with Margaret.
Holy, 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 God Almighty, holy, holy, God Almighty, God Almighty, in the Hosanna, God Hosanna, in the highest, in the highest, holy, 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 God.
It's coming. Let's keep silent.
The night before he died, Jesus met with his young friends. They were laughing and joking together. Then things got more serious.
Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to you, God. He broke it into pieces and gave it to everyone. This is my body, he said. Do this and know that I am with you.
Jesus is alive.
And we are alive in Jesus.
Later, he took a cup of wine and gave thanks to you. He shared it with them and said, "This is my blood. It brings new life. Do this and know that I am with you."
Jesus is alive.
And we are alive in Jesus.
And so, remembering Jesus who died, was raised to new life by you, and is alive forever, we are glad to share that life and live in him.
Jesus is alive.
And we are alive in Jesus.
Send your Holy Spirit so that this bread and juice can be for us the body and blood of Jesus.
God has given us God's own self.
Now we have enough.
Whoever you are, Christ invites you to his multiplication table. Whatever you let go will come back to you many times more.
Let's share the bread and juice together in our groups. And as you give someone bread and juice, say to them, "The kingdom of God is very near."
Wade in the water, wade in the water, children, wade in the water, God's gonna trouble the water, wade. in the water. Wade in the water, children, wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Sometimes I'm up, Lord, and sometimes I'm down.
God's gonna trouble
the water. Sometimes I'm level to the ground. God's gonna trouble the water. So I wade in the water. Wade in the water, children, wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Water ahead is dark and cold. God's gonna trouble the water. It chills my body, but not my soul. So I wade in the water. Wade in the water, children, wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Ooh, if you should get there before I do,
God's gonna trouble the water.
Tell all my friends I'm coming too. God's gonna trouble the water. And I wade in the water. Wade in the water, children, wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Sing, wade in the water. Wade in the water, children, wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. I said God's gonna trouble the water. Ooh, God's gonna trouble the water. Yeah, God's gonna trouble the water.
Please sing after me.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Your kingdom come,
your will be done.
Lead us not.
into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen.
My name is Katie, and this is Georgia, and we are trustees of Greenbelt. Your generous giving today at today's communion gathering will be split 50-50. 50% will stay with us at Greenbelt. It's a thank offering to help us safeguard the future of the festival as we move forward.
The other 50% will go to projects supporting the people of Gaza, both right now and the longer term. We will be channeling your giving through our trusted long-term partners at Christian Aid. Nearly 3 years into the conflict, Palestinians in the Gaza Strip continue to face immense challenges. Since last year's festival, Christian Aid's local partners have continued adapting their response as conditions have deteriorated. They support urgent humanitarian needs while also helping communities identify and address their own priorities. Once again, some of your giving will be used to provide immediate help in any way we can. And some will be ring-fenced to support the longer-term project of rebuilding Gaza in the future that we hope and believe will come.
So if you're at the back of the crowd, there might be a white collection bucket near you. Now, if you can see one, please pass it forward through the crowd towards the stage. Now, you can make a gift by putting cash or a check made out to Greenbelt Festivals Limited into the bucket. But we know lots of people don't use cash or checks anymore, so there are lots of other ways you could make your donation by credit or debit card. And if you prefer to do that, you can visit the Jesus Arms, the Angels Lounge, the Tank, or the G Store anytime over the weekend and say you want to make a donation to the communion offering. Finally, you can make a donation online by visiting www.greenbelt.org.uk/gift. And if you are a UK taxpayer, please make sure that you also complete a gift aid form, which you will find in your communion bag or online, and put that in the bucket too.
Whatever you choose to do, thank you.
Thank you, and as the buckets pass through the crowd, we are going to sing.
When you wake up in the morning in your tent,
God behind, God beside, God ahead,
and you feel that your spine is unnaturally bent,
God behind, God beside, God ahead,
when you're waiting
in
the sunshine and the rain.
Please keep passing the buckets forward through the crowd. And if you don't yet have a piece from our sculpture, please wave and someone will try to pass you one.
Oh, there's a lot.
And as that continues to happen, please welcome Testament.
Thank you, Lord, you just
Musicians taking part today. Testament, Kezia Joseph, Siskin Green, Fishy Music, and Ross from Blue Rose Code.
We have focused this morning on the things God calls us to let go and leave behind. As a festival, we wanted to leave one thing here as a gift to these fields that have blessed us over the last 10 years, and the people of Boughton House who have given us such wonderful hospitality here.
So, we're going to plant this tree as our gift back to the land. It's a 2-year-old red oak tree called Dave, and by the grace of God, it will grow and thrive here for 100 or more years.
We're going to carry it through the crowd now and plant it at the back of the glade, just in front of the caravan of love. Please make a path for the tree to come through. And as we do that, let's pray.
Loving Creator God, you have blessed us in this beautiful place for 10 years. You have fed us and held us. You have given us sunshine and rain.
We thank you and praise you for allowing us to care for the earth, to meet you here, and to be co-creators with you. We ask for your mercy on our burning planet.
As we move on from Boughton, we offer you this tree as a sign of our thanks. We pray that it will put down deep roots and grow strong, and provide a home and a shelter, and take its place in the beautiful web of your creation, here for many decades to come. Amen.
Amen.
Sing back to me. In love this tree is rooted and grounded.
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 Fed by the earth, watered by the sky.
Rooted and grounded.
rooted and grounded.
Beloved, this tree is rooted and grounded.
Feel free to go and visit the tree later today as it puts down its roots in front of the caravan of love. Maybe you could use it as a focus for your own thanks and prayers.
If you do visit the tree, please take a cup of water with you and pour it on the root of the tree. It's one way to bless this land as we move on.
And as we bring our act of communion to a close, let's stand and sing together this simple song. We're going in the grace of Jesus.
Sing with us.
We're going in the grace of Jesus. We're leaving in the love of Jesus. And everywhere we go, there's Jesus. And everywhere we go, there's Jesus. Jesus.
Said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit.
Go with Jesus until we meet in another field somewhere. Until we do, remember that wherever you go, the kingdom of God is very near.
So much for joining in our act of communion. We're going to keep singing this song as we all move off to the rest of the program.
Thank you.
We're going in the grace of Jesus. We're leaving in the
Thanks so much for listening to this recorded talk. Explore our full Greenbelt Festival Talks archive with almost 20 years of recorded talks and podcasts for free at greenbelt.org.uk/talks.